Will they find any more? I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A few pages here and a few pages there. Documents with classified markings have been found on three occasions at one of President Biden's homes in Delaware and at an office in Pennsylvania.
It's an embarrassment, no doubt about it. Is there more to it? I doubt it, but we'll find out from the special counsel as he goes about his business.
House Democrat John Garamendi on Fox News Sunday. House Republicans are demanding answers. They'd like to see the visitor logs from the president's Wilmington home.
I have jurisdiction over the National Archives. This agency is supposed to do a briefing anytime something like this happens. They have not.
Congressman James Comer is chairman of the House Oversight Committee. Moments from now, the president is expected to give a sermon at a church in Atlanta. He'll be the first sitting president to speak at Ebenezer Baptist Church. His remarks are expected to reflect on the life and legacy of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Days and days of rain will come to an end this week in California.
So we got about two more days left of this rain across California, and then we're going to change our pattern and we'll see the rain pattern move a little bit more towards the Pacific Northwest. So good news for California, but we do have a little bit more to get through here. One more storm.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, the incessant rain has led to sinkholes, mudslides, and overflowing rivers. Higher elevations got buried by snow. At least 19 deaths are blamed on the weather. Search teams will head back tomorrow to the site of a plane crash in Nepal. 68 bodies have been recovered from the wreckage. Another four people are unaccounted for. Rescue efforts were hampered by thick smoke and a raging fire. What caused the plane to crash while landing is unknown. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's been exactly 2 weeks since missing mother Anna Walsh was last seen at her home in Massachusetts. Her husband Brian is behind bars accused of misleading investigators.
Anna Walsh was declared missing on January 4th, 3 days after she was last seen alive at her home at a New Year's Eve gathering with her husband, Brian, and a family friend. New police logs show that the head of security at her real estate firm in Washington, D.C., called police after she failed to show up for work there. The head of security said that the company contacted her husband, Brian, who had not yet filed a missing persons report.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Cohasset, Massachusetts. The couple's three young sons have been placed with Child Protective Services. An emotional reunion in Western New York between Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin and his teammates. Hamlin paid them a visit less than 2 weeks after suffering cardiac arrest during a game.
His collapse drawing an outpouring of concern and well wishes from the sports world and beyond that. Many of his teammates left shaken and in tears after medical staff were forced to administer CPR in the field to restart his heart before he was rushed to the hospital. Hamlin was still in a hospital bed a week later for the Bills' regular season finale.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Later today, the Bills will host the Miami Dolphins in a playoff game. Lots of excitement last night during the Jacksonville Jaguars wild card game.
The Jaguars rebounded from a 27-0 deficit to defeat the L.A. Chargers 31-30. That's the third largest comeback victory in postseason history. Riley Patterson booted a game-winning 36-yard field goal. Quarterback Trevor Lawrence tossed four first-half interceptions. He later threw four TD passes.
Fox's Bob Mortelli. Also yesterday, the 49ers beat the Seahawks 41-23. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.